Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to sit back, grab that favorite beverage, and relax as we listen to the beautiful messages that the divine beings are going to share with us today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to learn all about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, and a teacher. And as you know, a radio show host, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to figure out that it really is a divine connection that I have with Joan, and she's left the door open, and others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I am a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach. I'm also a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a speaker, and an author. And I'm also a person who can't remember things at times. Okay. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. Post it things that have resonated with me, and you may just find what you're looking for there. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, the first thing, I was guided to read a little prayer, and it was written by Kimberly Maroney, and it's entitled, Answering Archangel Uriel's Call to Be of Service. Beloved Archangel Uriel, here am I. Here am I in gratitude and devotion. Here is my love flowing out to you. Here are my hands and voice in service to your calling. Here are my actions and energy answering your call. Here are my heart, soul, and ears to hear your call. I am yours, beloved. Use me well. I release the belief that being your servant means deprivation and poverty. I know that in you is the wealth and abundance of spirit and matter. I know that you provide the need for a first-class material existence for your calling. I release the belief that my body is not capable to health. I release the belief that illness is encoded in my DNA. And health is not for me. I release the belief that I am not able to be fit, strong, healthy, and mobile. I know that you are calling me to fitness and health. I deserve a fit, healthy, and beautiful body that can travel and experience the pleasures of human life. You are calling me to wellness, and I say yes. Guide me, Uriel. Give me the substance, the words, the energy to move myself into the truth. And with that being said, I'm going to move on now to another message from Archangel Zadkiel. Good morning, beloveds. I am Archangel Zachiel, whose name means Grace of God. Call upon me to help you remember your divine spiritual identity. I have also been called the Angel of Memory. If you can't remember where you put something, or you need to remember someone's name, or if you would like to shift your focus from negative to positive, I can help. As well, if you are recalling too many painful memories, I will intervene on your behalf and I will clear out your memory bank, and I will help you to focus on all the beautiful moments in your life instead. I can help you to connect with your inner light and help you to live your life from the lighter side as you take responsibility for your own happiness. I am also known as the Archangel of Compassion, and I will help you balance divine love and compassion, as well as helping you to heal from any pain you are experiencing presently and be able to move forward, living a happier, a healthier life. Beloveds, call upon me when you need help to be able to go forward, to be able to let go of an abusive relationship. I will hold your hand as you release any resentment you are harboring. Moving on from pain can be easier via the process of forgiveness. Forgiveness, beloveds, is a great healer. Also, I can help you if you need to forgive yourself. I will call upon the violet flame, Saint Germain, and cleanse, transmute, and purify any dense negative energy into pure light. Beloved ones, you will have healing within your body, your mind, and your soul. I can assist you as well in freeing yourself of negative karma and healing any negativity related to past lives. If you are seeking to develop yourself on a spiritual level, call upon me to assist you. I can help you with clairaudience, being able to receive messages from spirit. Your spiritual gifts are divine. Allow me to help you develop them, accelerating spiritual growth as you gain confidence and make a difference in your life and the lives of others. If you need more time to connect with your inner child, as well as nurturing yourself, call upon me here too for assistance. Allow me to help you, as we will invite in your inner child to come out to play. It is very important to nurture your own inner child. It is not only fun, but can bring about great emotional healing. Please, beloveds, call upon me whenever you need help. I will assist you in miraculous ways, whether it is gaining confidence to make major life changes or helping you to create the life of your dreams. Know that I am here waiting to assist you. I am guiding you, beloveds, as you fulfill your life's purpose. It is my mission to help you discover the divine within you, bringing forth the wisdom and guidance needed that will help you discover the divine within. And it will increase your spiritual growth and free yourself of any perceived limitations. Beloveds, I am Archangel Zachiel. And I believe I have one more message. Dearest children, today I invite each of you to live a conscious life, one of awareness, living a life of choice and becoming aware of all the decisions that you make. In doing so, you let go of worries of the past as well as the future. As well, you are able to find joy and enlightenment in the now. You need not struggle with each day. You need only to become fully present in each moment. Each of you are so very special to me. I want you to live each day of your life, not just exist. I'm talking about having a life that you want, not one that you have to settle for. You must realize that you are worthy of such a life. Why not live a life of greatness? You are so important to me and to the world. Are you ready for this beautiful transition? I will help you to connect with your own inner guidance. You simply need to remember who you are and that you are deserving of the life that you have envisioned. I am here to empower you to create the life of your dreams. Connect with your true essence and focus on what you believe about yourself. I want for you what you want for you, nothing more, nothing less. Maintain a positive mindset and become more enlightened and conscious of your true potential, being able to act on what you know, then being able to grow, learn, and expand. In this very moment, it is so important to clear away the old thought patterns and clear away any mental fog. It is time to become more enlightened and to expand your consciousness and live a life of purpose. You are here to achieve your greatest self. This is what evolution is all about. You are here to make a difference in the world, and I will help you to find meaning in your life and to see beyond it and give you the courage to make the changes needed, no matter how difficult they seem. Beloveds, I love you. Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Well, thank you. All right, let's see what kind of message Jesus wants to put forth right now in this moment. Here we go. My beloved ones, you are so much more than you know. We realize that we tell you this over and over, that you are more, and you look at your life and you think, I'm not more. Every time I look around me, I see so little. I see so much less. I know that I'm not more. It's all a matter of perception. When you let go of the beliefs that you are supposed to be less, that you are supposed to settle for less, that your life is supposed to be less, and start accepting the truth, the divine truth, that you are more. Your life is more. Your impact on the world is more. When we look at you, we see all that you are. You don't see all that you are when you look at yourself. You see the physical body and you think, okay, I see all of me, but that is not all of you. You exist on many different dimensions, many different layers, many different levels. It's time for you to start waking up to who you really are. It's time for you to start letting go of those limitations, those beliefs in smallness, those tiny little concepts about you, and to open up to the truth of who you are. And that truth is that you are more. You are so much more than you have ever imagined yourself as being. You are so much more than you can understand at this time. You are so much more than we can convey to you using simple words. Trust us. You are more. And you are here to live a life filled with more. More of the things you love. More of what brings you joy. More of what brings you happiness. More of who you truly are. It's time for you to accept yourself. To totally and completely accept yourself, and to know that your life does have a purpose. Even if you don't know what that purpose is, it's still there, and it is still you. So open up more to you, to your life, to your truth, to your value, to who you truly are. And we invite you to invite us to assist you in understanding who you are, why you are, and what your life is meant to be. It's all there for you. It's all waiting. Please ask. Please join us in seeing the more. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Thank you, that was beautiful.
All right, so we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers, and we used to do the chat room, but the chat room no longer opens for us, so we don't do that anymore. All right, our first caller is from area code 904. Okay, the computer is opening. It really is. Gosh, we get so impatient when electronics are not instant because we're used to them being instant. Of course, now I'm beginning to wonder why this thing is not instant. All right, let me try it again. Okay. All right, 904, it will not open you. No, that's not what I told you to do. What is it?
Come on.
Okay, well, let me try another one. 904, I am coming back to you. Do not hang up. Okay, let's try 229 and see if it'll work for that one. All right, I am hooked up to the internet. Okay, DC, this is just weird. It let me bring you in, but it won't let me bring in anybody else.
My goodness, that is not right.
No. Okay, I'm going to refresh the page. I don't see the page doing anything, even though it's supposed to be refreshing. Okay, now it says this page isn't working. All righty.
Oh, goodness.
We're finally here after, what, a week and a half.
Yeah. Over here, I guess. Not quite all the way.
Okay. Reload the page. I'm working with two different machines and neither one of them is working. Does that mean I need to move to a third machine?
If you have a third machine. My goodness.
Well, I do have the Kindle, so let's see. I don't understand this. But that's okay. I don't need to understand. So, are you getting any messages while we're waiting, DC, for all of these wonderful electronics to come back?
Well, the message that I'm getting is one that I often, you know, give to everyone, that love is the answer to whatever question that you have presently, Barbara. And that's always a good, you know, that's a good reminder, you know, that love is always the answer to whatever question that we have. And when we, you know, if we don't feel like enough love and things like that, Jesus is with us right now, Mother Mary is with us, the angels are surrounding us, and they ask us to just surround whatever situation that we have before us, or maybe relationship, surround it with love. And then when we surround it with love, we see it from a different perspective. And when we, you know, when we ask like love to surround a situation, we have the ability to heal a situation. And immediately, you know, Jesus is by our side, the angels are there. So love is the answer to whatever question that you are having right now. And that's what I was getting, Barbara.
Okay, I'm surrounding these computers, these electronic love. I love you. I love you. I love you. All right. As soon as I said I love you to the laptop, the whole page went blank.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that is too funny. Okay, I am assuming that we will get to talk to some people today.
That would make it a lot easier to answer their questions.
Well, if you want to be picky about it.
My goodness.
This is weird. I've never had no way of connecting. I mean, that's why
wow.
I have these choices. Okay.
Yeah.
On. This one's coming up. Let's see.
Well, you know what? In the meantime, Barbara, what was the first number that you mentioned? The first caller?
904.
Okay. If you don't mind, is 904 still with us?
I don't know. I can't get a screen to come back up.
Okay,
so
well,
I'm assuming
90,
yes.
Okay, 904, if you're with us, the prayer that I said this morning that I had read that was written by Kimberly Maroney with Archangel Uriel, Archangel Uriel came back in to be with you at this time, letting you know that life is wonderful and you will thrive through the power of positive thinking. And I'm getting the words success all around you. Okay, so keep your thoughts positive, keep your words positive. You've got to believe in yourself and, you know, make those plans. And everything is going to turn out better than you could have even hoped for is what I'm being shown. Okay?
Okay, don't I may have them.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 904, are you there?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
What's your name?
Excuse me. Hi, this is Patty. I've spoken to you a couple times in the past couple months or so. Can you hear me?
Well, thank you for sticking with us through all of this, whatever this is. Yes, and now DC will continue her message to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
See, I was Angel Uriel is with you presently at this moment as we're connecting.
Yeah. I was listening, yes.
Yes, you are going to thrive to the power of positive thinking, and I'm getting the word success all around you, hon. Okay, make sure that you keep believing in yourself. This is a time that where things may happen almost by magic, and I'm getting the words epiphany around you. You're going to have these beautiful new ideas. There's going to be abundance. There's going to be happiness. Anything is possible during this time. Okay, and that was from Archangel Uriel. I'm getting that there's a decision that has to be made, and you've got to let go of whatever's holding you back. And there's sort of a time of like detoxing, and it could be detoxing your thoughts. And there's a little bit of unnecessary worry on your part, okay? Getting a feeling, you know, maybe of helplessness or fear or a sense of entrapment is what I'm getting. And these are only perceived limitations. You created them, Patty. You can uncreate them. And you could just say, you know, Jesus, come in and help me. The angels, Mother Mary, they're going to come in, and they're going to free you of that negative thinking so that you can move forward in the direction of your heart's desires, okay? And we have Archangel Jophiel coming to help you. And she's going to help you to allow your spiritual wings to carry you away to the life that you truly, you know, have been dreaming of, one that you truly deserve, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let go of that unnecessary worry is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay? And just know that everything does happen for a reason. And, you know, just accept that. And don't hold on to any regret, and just embrace the opportunities, like I said, that are ahead of you for happiness. And if you search, you know, if you search deep enough, there's a silver lining in every cloud, okay? Even though things may not be the way that you want them to be right now, Patty, trust that the universe has something better in store for you, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, embrace the change that's ahead of you. Your angels are standing by your side. They're holding your hand. They're going to take you in the direction of long-term happiness, okay? You're going to have a change of focus is what I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
And please, Archangel Michael is coming in and he's saying, Patty, let go of the worry that you're holding on to. Focus on only what you're wanting, not what you don't want, okay? And whatever you're worrying about, give it to the angels, okay? Ask the angels at night to help you if you need to have a restful night's sleep. And to, you know, to have pleasant dreams and to be able to refocus your thoughts for what you're wanting. What I'm getting right now, this for you, is sort of almost like the darkness before the dawn, Patty. Okay? So please do not be resistant to change. Okay? And I'm getting you're either spending too much money or you're not spending like hardly any money. But there's like a sort of like an imbalance there.
Right. Not spending
and
too
when
much.
That happens, okay, when prosperity is held down like too tightly, you sort of close off the connection of abundance for yourself for the future, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if you're too careless with money on the other end, you know, that too is bad as well. You have to have everything under control. Okay, and also I'm getting, this goes beyond money, it goes beyond finances. It has to do with your energy and your emotions, and don't let your fear-based thoughts limit your actions, okay? You have beautiful talent that is being, you know, being, like, put out there, and you're asked to share it with the world. You have beautiful gifts that you're asked to share, you know, with the world, Patty. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Did any of that make sense to you?
Yes, it did, yeah. I know I'm going to move in a new direction, especially with the talents and stuff, but I just feel I'm kind of not almost quite ready. It's like I'm kind of, you know, mentally working there, and I'm not sure how to kind of make the connections with the other people I need to do so,
okay.
And I'm just almost not quite ready, but almost ready. And in the
meantime, well, I'm getting good news this way.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to,
go ahead.
You are going to have some good news coming your way, and this is going to be an easy time for you, but you've just got to stay positive.
Okay.
Okay? And whatever you're, like, the answers that you're looking for, they're going to come to you soon, okay? You're going to feel, you know, more fortunate and happy. Just remember, you are in charge, okay? And I'm getting,
yeah.
You know, it could be the fulfillment of your biggest wish, Patty, okay? So this
uh-huh.
is a time to look at life with a new and brighter outlook. And that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, honey, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Patty. Here is... I just had to stop for a minute. I don't know why, but I did. Here is what Jesus has to say to you. Beloved one, it's not a matter of you needing to wait. You are ready. Now, there is a little voice within you that can tell you all of the reasons why you should not move forward at this particular time. And it's doing that, well, because that's what it does. But it's not telling you the truth. We are sending to you right now a host of angels. They are all around you. And they are helping you to see your power, to stand in your courage, to step forward on the path that you have chosen. We do not require that you wait. That is something that people decide on. That is not something that the divine tells you. We ask that you move, that you do what feels right to you, what you are inspired to do, so that you can begin to change your life right now in this moment. This is not something that only happens on Thursdays at 3 o'clock. It is something that is relevant in every moment of your existence. So we ask that you take a few nice, deep, deep breaths and you accept the help, the assistance of these angels as they are helping you to let go of any hesitation, any fear, any doubt, any worry about your ability to be who you already are. This is not something you have to wait for to come to you. It's already within you. And you are just learning to open up to it. Allow your life to change. Go with the fear. And we see that there is some fear there, and the angels are taking that away. Let it go. Let it go as you breathe. As you move forward in your own life, as you accept that you deserve more. And then start being the more that you already are. It doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be difficult. It's already there just for you. You are loved. You are so very loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome. And thank you for sticking with us through all the technical difficulties.
No problem. I knew you'd get it.
All right. Well, you know, check back in and let us know how it's going.
Thank you so much, Barbara. God bless you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see if we can get to 929 now. Hi, who's this? Area code 929, are you there? Area code 929. Do Did you mute yourself on your phone? If so, you need to unmute because we can't hear you. Okay. I will mute you and move on to the next one and come back to you. Okay, we have Helena.
Oh, hello, 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 hello. How are you? Oh, good.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm glad you're great. I'm okay. Actually, I've gotten better. I came on with a bunch of listening. Morning, Phyllis. I'll be right back. From listening to you guys, and then also had a decent interchange with a colleague, I feel better. but the reason I guess I'm calling is with actually the boss. It's been very disrespectful since summer, and now at times out and out hostile, and I don't know. Could part of me is feeling like saying, I'm out of here. And I don't know, can you have any insight? I mean, this was someone I considered sort of a friend, and it's gotten, like, really crazy.
Okay, let's see what we're getting. DC, are you there?
Yes, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Helena.
Hello, DC.
Honey, I'm getting just...
Judd. Noisy.
Go ahead, honey.
No, I apologize for being noisy.
Oh, that's okay. It's not noisy. stay grounded and focus on what you want, honey. Everything, you know, that happens around you happens for a reason. And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting that you are going to move forward and you are going to achieve your desires. But just,
yes.
You know, to just stay, you know, stay grounded and less, like, don't let your emotions come into play, Helena. Okay? Just send
okay.
him love. Like I said, send him love and don't take anything personally is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay. You've got to just focus
a little hard,
on
but
you.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And you're going to feel better. And I'm getting there's going to be, like I said, good news your way. Okay?
Yes.
And this
mm-hmm.
is the time, Helena, for you to break free from whatever's holding you back. This is a time that you're supposed to go towards the happiness that you truly deserve. And Ginger's coming in and she's saying, girlfriend, you've waited long enough. You
yeah.
know? And you're going to see how your life purpose reveals itself in a major way. Okay? It may not start off to be full-time, Helena, but it's going to start, and that's going to be amazing. Okay? So as you start honoring your purpose, you're going to see all the synchronicities that happen. You're going to feel the joy that's all around you. And you're going to be able to better take care of yourself and to really just serve others here, too. Don't be fearing anything that's going on around you. Just let it happen. And everything will end up in a positive way. Everything is, you know, in divine order, and it's going to happen at the right time. But I am
mm-hmm.
getting, you know, to walk away, walk away from an unhealthy situation, Helena.
Well, by walking away, does that mean, like, sort of quitting? I'm lessening the time that I'm here because it can be
right.
kind
well,
of toxic. Yeah.
Right. So if you're lessening the time, that's good. Everything's going to happen in divine timing. And I am getting there's going to be like a career change in your future, hon.
Good. Do you get that it's going to be, like, you know, towards everything that I've been going for? I mean, I feel I know my path. I really do. It just unfolded very slowly for me.
Okay. Well, you know what? Just focus on your joy, hon. And when you focus on your joy, everything else falls into place. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, just to relax. You're going to have, like, unexpected, you know, beautiful financial gain coming your way. You're going to be able to make wise decisions. And you're going to have the resources that you need. Everything is going to be there. You just have to have faith. Have faith that Jesus is with you. He's going to heal the situation, Helena. This is just like sort of like a faith, okay?
Okay.
And everything is resolving itself in divine order. Even if at the moment, like you and I are connecting, you're thinking there's no way. But there is a way. And, you know, you've been praying and your prayers are being answered, but they may be answered a little bit differently than you expect. So allow Jesus to come in, allow Mother Mary to come in and the angels, and you're going to see that you're going to be on that beautiful path that you want to be on sooner than you think, Helena.
Okay.
Okay? So just let go of any kind of negative thoughts, because anything negative, of course, is going to just, you know, be a magnet for more negativity. But Ginger's saying that there's going to be a sudden job change, and it's going to open new financial avenues, Helena.
Okay. All
okay,
right.
But she's saying sudden, so you've really got to get prepared for it, okay? And what is she showing me here? Okay. Okay, and she's saying, oh, my gosh, she's just writing money in the sky so large, Helena. So that's really like
loving
a
it.
Sign. Yeah, she's saying prosperity is going to be all over the place for your girlfriend. Okay, and you're going to, it's like, this is like she's saying it's really big money, Helena. It's not, you know, chump change.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in ages.
Well, it's coming, girlfriend, it's coming. He's saying, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And it was wonderful to hear you, Helena.
Oh, same here. Thank you much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bless you.
Okay. Here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Okay.
My beloved, you need to let go. You need to let go. You need to let go. Remember, it is what you are thinking about, what you are focusing on, that you are inviting more and more into your life. When you are focusing on someone else's negativity, you are asking them to be more negative to you. Remember, it is what you are being, who you are being, that determines what you are experiencing. Do not stay in their negativity. That is not your energy. It is not your place. It's not your business. It has nothing to do with you. Let it go. We want you to stay in the energy of you, that beautiful, loving, bright, shining energy that makes you that force for love in the world. We want that to be what you focus on. We want that to be who you are being. And let everything else go. And we know that sometimes when we say this to you, you are thinking, oh my gosh, they are asking me to do the impossible. But we're not. We know that you can do this. We know that you can do this. And so we're asking you to make it your knowing, your power, your understanding of who you are, and to stand in that light, in that love, and to create the life that you truly want to live, and to let go of everything else. And we are sending you a host of angels to help you with this. Because you're not doing this alone. We never ask anyone to do anything alone. You have help. They are there for you. Utilize them. Let them help you to just let go. You are moving into great things in your life. And the faster you let go, the faster you are moving. So it really is your conscious choice about what you are creating. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you much.
You are welcome.
I guess I'll just keep singing Frozen.
Yeah, just, you know, put on the little earplugs and just have it playing all the time.
Let it go, let it go. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, love both of you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. You are welcome. And enjoy your day, no matter who you're around. Enjoy it.
Yeah, whoever's barking at me. All righty.
Maybe you should visualize that they're just a little dog barking at you for real, and, you know.
Actually, that works.
And that
yeah. Yep, because this is
okay.
A little dog. Ain't a big dog, it's a little dog. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Lots of love and big thanks.
Love to you too. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Be well.
Okay, now we are going to wait. There we go. And we are going to go back to area code 929. Hi, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Shavana.
Is it Sha or Ta?
T-E.
Okay. And what can we do for you today, Shavana?
Give me any essay on my relationship.
Okay. Let's see what DC is getting first. DC, what are you getting on Tavana's relationship?
Yes, good morning, Tavana. This is DC.
Good morning.
I'm getting that you need to have a little bit more patience and understanding and to really, like, look over the situation before you decide to, you know, to make a decision. And just know that relationships need to be nurtured. And, again, do not make any hasty decisions at this point. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else is showing me. Okay. What am I showing? I'm sort of getting that the person that you're connecting with is sort of like mysterious in a way.
Yes.
And and very charming.
Mm-hmm.
And at times you don't even know what they're thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sort of feeling like, you know, at times, you know, this person can take your breath away. You know, but there's like a mystery to this person. And I'm getting like, you know, just don't, you got to take it a little bit slower. Just, you know, just take it slow. And it's time to get rid of that fear and doubt that you have in regard to you being happy. You can be happy. Okay? I'm sort of seeing like a dark cloud over you, which is blocking the flow of the joy and love that you truly deserve. Okay? So just... life is going to get better and better for you. That black cloud that's over you, it's lifting, Tavana. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, if you guys work together and you both want this to work, it will work. And I'm getting there will be changes coming if you're both, you know, are on the same page that you want to make it work. And I'm getting like a number two around you guys. So it could be, you know, it could be 2 weeks. It could be 2 months. So that's what I'm getting for you. Believe in divine timing, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Tavana.
That's his name, too. You said
what's
believe
that?
In divine. You said believe in divine timing. That's his name, Divine.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing? Beautiful. Well, I'm going to turn you over now to Barbara. Thank you for calling us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's check in with Jesus and see what he wants to say about your relationship. Here we go. My beloved one, when it comes to a relationship, there needs to be equality. You need to see yourself as equal to the person you are in the relationship with. In this relationship, we do not see the equality. We see you seeing them as more important in so many ways than you see yourself. We want you to correct that and to accept that you are just as important as they are. This is not a situation where you are supposed to bow down and do whatever they want for fear that if you don't, they'll leave. Do not give your power away. Do not give your life away. Do not give your joy away. We can feel the heaviness within you, within your heart, about this relationship, about yourself, about your life. And we are sending to you a host of angels to help to lift that burden from you, because you don't need it. Your life is not dependent upon someone else's reaction. It is important for you to love and accept yourself, and to know no matter who is or is not in your life is still wonderful, and it's still yours. Do not buy into the stereotypes that society puts forth about relationships, about women, about love. Those are not the truth. You are equal, and you deserve to be happy, and you deserve to be in a relationship with someone who absolutely loves and adores you and lets you know that they love and adore you. You don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder. You should know. So it may be time for you to just let go. To let go of all of the importance you have placed on this other person. To just let it go. And start looking within yourself for the love that you're looking for in your life. Because it is there in your heart. And the angels are clearing away the debris from all of that love that is within you so that you can experience it right now. So that you can know you are loved. You are valuable. You deserve the best. Just take a nice deep breath and let go. Okay, your energy feels better now. How do you feel?
I renew it. Was it the affirmation? Can you pick up on? Can you pick up anything with this pregnancy that I'm strongly believe I should terminate? But I'm like, I don't know, it's a lot, but I just got so much going on. I don't think another baby. And we've only been dating 5 months, so it's like, I don't know what I should do.
Okay. Let's see what Jesus wants to say about that.
Because I feel like if I terminate the pregnancy, well, people are telling me that if I terminate the pregnancy, I should terminate him also. And I don't feel like that.
Okay. Here's what Jesus wants to say about it. Having children is a choice. And we do understand that there are members of your society who tell you that you must give birth, you must, otherwise you are committing murder and all of these other atrocities that they teach you, but it comes down to your choice. You cannot actually kill the spirit. So even if you decide to terminate the pregnancy, the spirit lives on. And that spirit may come back to you again in another pregnancy at some time if you are ready to receive it. And if you aren't, it'll go to someone else. So it's not like you are committing some crime in the eyes of God if you do not carry through. Everything that happens in your life is about you learning, growing, becoming. We are not going to judge you. So let go of any thoughts of that. Now, when you are thinking about this relationship in connection with this pregnancy, look at how he is handling this. because that tells you a lot about who he is and what's actually important to him. That will not change whether you are having a child or not having a child. So if this relationship does not work, do not stay in it. We wouldn't ask you to do that in the relationship any more than we would ask you to do that with the pregnancy. If it does not work, you are not required to struggle and sacrifice and suffer through it. You have the freedom to have freedom in your life. So look within your heart. See what feels right for you. And then follow your heart. It will always lead you to what is for the highest good. The highest good for you and for everyone else involved. We want you to have a life filled with love and joy, happiness, prosperity. We don't want you to struggle and suffer and to feel like you are being trodden upon in the mud. Choose what is for your highest good and know that we love and support you no matter what choice you make. Remember, it is who you are being that determines what is in your life. Be what you are looking for. Okay, that's what he wanted to say. Does that help?
Yes, a lot.
Good.
Do I forget that? Thanks.
All right, looks like you've got some big decisions to be making, so.
Yes.
Choose what really resonates with your heart, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, DC. We made it through all of our calls. Yay.
Wow, amazing.
Okay, we
considering
have
the
6 minutes.
Had, right? We had a little
yes.
bit of a rocky, but my goodness. Well, that's awesome.
Is there anything
awesome.
Else you wanted to share?
I think I'm shared out here, Ginger said. I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay. Well, that is just so bizarre that, you know, all of these electronic things stopped working, but that's okay. All right. Now I'm hearing, well, it's a case of you opening up to love.
Yes. Yep.
And it's funny because I was chatting with someone on some internet thing, and they were asking me, you know, what do you do for fun? And I thought about that, and I realized that I have fun all the time in my life. Fun is not
yes.
something that I set aside for special occasions. I love the work that I do. This is fun to me. And some people
me
are probably shaking their heads going, oh, my gosh, she's really weird. But
no, I feel the same way. Oh, my goodness. It really is.
Yeah.
It's just so enjoyable helping people in this respect. My goodness.
It really is. And the more you allow yourself to have fun in your life, the more fun your life becomes, because then you are being the fun that you are looking for. So it's just another reminder to be what you're looking for.
Definitely.
And it really does make things interesting. Okay, now I'm supposed to talk to you about this. So I was having this conversation with this man on the internet last night, and he had asked me to do something, and I said that I would do it for him, and this is nothing, you know, unmentionable or anything like that. This is more of a business kind of thing. And so he sent me this form that I'm supposed to fill out to give him this information for this to happen. And there were a couple of things on the form that I just didn't feel right about. And so I told him, you know, I don't feel right about this. Why are you asking for this? And he told me over and over that everything was fine, that I should trust him and I should fill it out anyway. And every time he said that, it was like, I'm not going to do it. You know, it was bringing out the little rebellious part of me. We actually went back and forth for a couple of hours typing messages to each other with me, you know, explaining why it didn't feel right and him saying, but I know that it's right. And I said, well, do you actually know exactly what will happen with it? And he didn't know.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to find out either. Because I finally said, I'll compromise. You find out and tell me, and I'll do it. And he was like, no, just do it.
My goodness.
I never did do those particular things that I had questions about. And I haven't heard from him today, so I don't know how it's all working out. But it was a matter of really accepting that, you know, this is my choice. I don't have to do something just because somebody else says that I should do it, no matter who they are. And I did end up kind of saying that to him, that no one has authority over me except me. I make my own decision. And I did flat out tell him that if you have a problem with me being me, then you don't have to talk to me. And he was more than happy to continue to talk to me, although he didn't like the fact that I refused to do it. He did finally come to accept it. So it was an interesting experience of me standing in my power.
Yes.
And I wasn't really expecting that, but hey, you know, you get reminders in your life, whether you expect them or not.
Yeah.
So people don't feel that you are alone and that you are the one going through all of this stuff and having to learn all of this stuff and make all of these changes. They do it to all of us. All right. So we will be back on Thursday with another show. We hope everyone has a wonderful week and that you get to stand in your power and be who you truly are. And what you truly want to create in your life, because you do have the power to do it. Any final words, DC?
I enjoyed your message, Barbara. I thank you, and I enjoyed today. I have my daily dose of vitamin G, and I'm ready to start my day.
Wonderful. All right, then. We will talk to you guys again on Thursday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.